fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early Western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Away!
Johnny Ames reined his weary horse to a halt beside a vacant hitch rack on Sorrento's main street.
Oh, oh there.
Easy, boy.
A moment later, he had dismounted and was walking slowly along the sun-scorched board sidewalk. So after 5 years and 2 months, he had finally reached home. Home. Johnny Ames played his cynical and deep-set eyes over familiar landmarks. There was the mercantile store, the stage depot, the Bull's Head Cafe, and the bank. That was where he stopped, directly in front of the Sorrento Bank. This was the end of the trail. What he was about to do now was predestined, cut and dried, burned into his heart by a thousand bitter vows.
Hello, Stratton.
Why, it must be Johnny Ames.
Yeah. Why?
No, Johnny, I'm not. Been expecting you for 2 months. Ever since you were released from territorial prison.
And you know why I'm here, don't you?
You've come to kill me.
That's right.
I hoped you might.
Don't try to open that desk drawer and grab a gun. This one's leveled right between your eyes.
I was just going to get a match to light my pipe. You mind?
Go ahead. You might as well breathe some smoke. You're going to have lead for a chaser.
Thanks. I believe there's a certain amount of decency in a man.
Don't try to start with a lot of palaver. Killing like this is really too good for a skunk like you. It's over too quick. I wish I could put you through 5 years of the same thing I've been through.
Maybe you've done just that, Johnny. Or worse.
Nothing could be worse than living for 5 years like a rat in a hole because you...
I came to the prison several times. You wouldn't see me.
Why should I see or talk to the low-down hyena who framed me? The one who took 5 years.
Yes, you're right, Johnny. What I did to you was something I knew you'd kill me for someday.
This is the day. Now.
I took 5 years of your life.
You did more than that. You branded me forever. Jailbird, an ex-convict. All because you...
I'm sorry, Johnny.
Sorry? Why, you double-crossing scum. How to
kill. I grant you your right to kill me. First, I have something to say.
Don't try to.
No, I'm not going to offer you money. It wouldn't work. You're ready to commit murder and hang for it if you have to.
It'll be a pleasure.
I want to make a bargain with you. I want one more day to live.
Don't give me
because
that.
Because my daughter's getting married tomorrow.
Liar. You haven't got a daughter. Wife, yes, but a daughter?
You're wrong. You don't remember Linda. She was away at school.
You lied me into prison, and now you're lying.
My mother's dead. My daughter's getting married tomorrow. She and her husband will leave on their honeymoon right away. Now, after she's gone, you can have my life. Welcome to it. But please
you're
grant
bluffing,
me just...
Stratton, but it won't work. I'm going to count to three, then shoot. Bad for your gun if you want it.
No, Johnny, listen.
One,
you've got to understand that I'll play fair. It's something I must do.
Three, I'll...
Dad, I... Oh, I didn't know you were busy.
It's all right, Linda. Mr. Ames was just showing me a new gun that he... Oh, excuse me, Mr. Ames. I'd like to present my daughter, Linda.
I...
How do you do? You must be Johnny Ames. Dad told me lots about you.
He has?
Lots of nice things.
Yeah. I'll bet they were nice.
Why, you don't seem to... Well, welcome home anyway, Johnny. Welcome home to Sorrento.
Thanks.
Dad, I wanted to tell you I finished buying everything I need for the wedding, and... Well, I thought perhaps you'd be ready to walk home and I could help.
No, don't bother waiting, Linda. Bill Macy will walk home with me, as he usually does.
All right, and I'll run along.
Linda.
Yes, Dad?
Are you sure that you... I mean, a wedding is what you want, isn't it? You'll be happy with...
Dad, what a silly question to ask a girl who's about to be married. Of course I'll be happy.
Thank you. I just wanted to be sure. I'll see you at home, Linda.
Don't forget, supper at the usual time. I'm looking forward to it. My last meal at home. Goodbye, Mr. Ames.
Hi. Goodbye. Oh. Who's the man your daughter's going to marry, Stratton?
Dougal. Foss Dougal. You must remember him.
Foss Dougal. You mean Matt Dougal's son?
That's right. He and Linda have known each other ever since they were...
If that's true, you're a bigger crook than I thought you were. You're selling her. Selling your own daughter just like you sold me.
No, I'm
not. Matt Dougal is the scum of the earth. Foss is no better. Matt, with his big diamond S spread, has been trying for years to take over everything in the valley. He already owns most of the town. It's Dougal's mercantile store, Dougal's livery, Dougal's cafe, and Dougal's bank. He owns this, he owns you.
That's not true.
And now you're selling your daughter to save your own worthless skin. Just like you sold me.
You're wrong. Matt Dougal doesn't control this bank anymore. It's mine.
Yeah?
And it's for Linda marrying Foss. She loves him. Didn't you hear her say that just a minute?
Sure, I heard what she said. And I saw what was in her eyes, too. She's lying to help you.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Can't you see it? You misbegotten lowdown.
Oh, no, Johnny. I'm afraid I can't.
It's none of my business. We're wasting time. I'll give you that day you're asking for, Stratton.
Will you?
But one day is all. I'll be watching you every second. If you try a double cross, tip to the law, so help me, I'll cut you down like the sneaking coyote you are.
I won't double cross you, Johnny. Tomorrow night after the wedding, my life is yours. I give you my oath. And thanks.
Thank you, daughter. I'm going over to the Bull's Head and have a drink.
In the meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had reined their horses to a halt on a back trail not far from Sorrento.
Better make camp here, Tonto, till we lay in some fresh supplies.
That's it, Silver.
You ride out into town, I'll wait here, huh?
Ah.
You better ask about the trail leading south from Sorrento. Been a lot of heavy rains lately.
Who may ask about trails?
Wranglers or cowpunchers generally know those things. Try one of the cafes. I think the biggest one in Sorrento is called the Bullhead.
Me do it.
Hurry back. I'll make camp and have a fire going.
Get him up, scout.
Why, sure, Injun. Almost any of those trails to south are in good shape now.
Thanks.
Give me a drink, bartender. Stiff one.
Say, ain't you Johnny Ames?
What of it? Does that mean I can't buy a drink?
No, of course not. It's just that Foss Dougal, standing back there at the end of the bar, told me to be on the lookout for Johnny Ames.
Hey, look who walked in. It's Johnny Ames.
Well, he was in prison.
Ex-convict. Bank robber.
Jailbird.
Who said that? Which one of you measly cowpokes?
Oh. I might have known it. You're all Diamond S punches on Matt Dougal's payroll and ready to do anything.
Wait a minute, Ames. Maybe the boys are a little loose with their talk, but that's because I've been buying drinks for everybody.
What I said goes for you too, Foster.
Sort of a celebration. I'm getting married tomorrow.
I know all about it. I even met the future bride. I'm sorry for her.
Kind of proud of you, ain't you? My pa figured maybe you'd be drifting into town, so he gave me a message for you.
Yeah? Listen, Foss. I lived in this valley for 6 years before I was railroaded into prison. During that time, I never saw your father. I don't know what he looks like, and I don't want to find out.
Yeah? Pete, Red, close in on him.
Right.
Gun trap, huh? 3-1. All right, you buzzard, stop blasting.
Out of my way, Injun. I'm going to...
No! 3-1, not fair fight.
What the... Redskin tripped me. Gun him, boys. Gun both of them.
Hit the floor. Lead's going to fly.
Oh, you dirty...
Let's get the window. Keep shooting.
Here. Need help. Get you back a bar.
Thanks, Injun, for siding me. But they...
Door back there. We get way.
Slug in my leg. Don't think I
Nick
can make
Harry. Get you to my horse outside. I can't a horse here. Put you in saddle. We ride double.
Saddle
up,
get him up,
Scout. Father, what's the matter with you, man?
Here comes the sheriff, Ed Craig, to see what's wrong. Late as usual.
What's all this gunplay?
Johnny Ames. He and a redskin just hightailed it, headed for the East Trail.
Ames? You mean the fellow that robbed the bank a few years back?
That's right, Sheriff. Paul told me to be on the lookout for Ames. When he walked in the Bull's Head a few minutes ago, I told him Paul wanted to see him. Pulled out his gun and started shooting.
Sure, right.
No doubt about it, Ed. That boy's a dangerous outlaw, and the redskin's working with him.
I see. Well, I didn't live here when Ames robbed the bank, so I don't know the critter. But I've heard enough about him. Your pa's told me.
He ought to be hog-tied and sent back to prison. That's where he belongs. All I did was to tell him...
You say him and the engine took the East Trail?
That's where they're headed.
Well, I guess I'll saddle up and see if I can cut sign on that young fellow.
Hey, I had to kill this fella. Me help him get away.
Good. Let's lift him over to that blanket by the fire.
What? Mask? Where am I?
Otto brought you to our camp. Well, I still, you've got a nasty wound in your back.
A team of stubby. Hope he's come plenty fast. Maybe somebody trail us.
Yeah. I've got to get up.
No, stay where you are. I'll take care of whoever's followed you here.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. continue our story. Tonto has rescued Johnny Ames from an unequal gunfight in the Bull's Head Cafe. They rode to the Lone Ranger's camp. While the masked man and Tonto were preparing to give first aid to the badly wounded Johnny, they heard hoofbeats approaching.
A big crowd in cafe. See me help, young fella. Maybe somebody follows.
Yeah. 8 to 5, it's Force Dougal. Or some of the Diamond S crew.
You lie still and keep quiet. Neither you nor Tonto can be seen back at this underbrush. You understand, Tonto?
Keep that.
You're looking for somebody?
Well, I'll be... Mask. So you're Johnny Ames.
No, I'm not.
There's no use lying about it, Johnny. Horse Dougal told me what happened, but I'm not out here to arrest anybody.
You aren't?
No, I just wanted to give you a little tip. Might make things easier for you. They're going to stay around Sorrento.
That's so? What's the tip, Sheriff?
Go out and talk to Matt Dougal like Forrest told you to.
Matt Dougal? You mean the man who owns the Diamond Dust Ranch?
As if you didn't know. Now look here, Johnny. My name's Craig. Ed Craig. I didn't have this sheriffing job when you got into trouble 5 years ago. But I don't want any new trouble now.
I won't cause any trouble, Sheriff. I promise you that.
Good boy.
Matt Dougal must be a pretty powerful man when a lawman delivers messages for him.
Well, sure he's powerful. Even against opposition like George Stratton at the bank.
Is that so?
George has been trying to help the little ranchers for years. But they haven't got a chance. Not against Matt Dougal.
I see.
So if Dougal sends for you, and you want to stay in Sorrento Valley, you'd better go out and see him.
All right, Sheriff. I believe I will.
Good. That's a load off my mind. You don't have to wear that mask, Johnny. We know who you are. They'll drop in and see me when you get back from Diamond S.
Thanks. I might do that.
And I'll see you later. Get up there. Go on.
Well, Johnny, the sheriff mistook me for you. All he wanted to do was deliver a message. He advises you to go to the Diamond S and see Matt Dougal.
See Matt Dougal?
Hmm?
That's the last thing I'll ever do. He and George Stratton have got this whole valley in their control. I still.
Otto will bandage that wound for you.
Me do it.
And while he's doing that, you can tell me what this is all about.
Why should I? Oh. You mean one outlaw to another?
Maybe.
All right. I will tell you. I just got out of territorial prison. 5 years. Worked for a couple of months on a ranch up north. Got enough to buy a horse and a gun. And I came home today.
Is Sorrento your home?
Used to be. Till that buzzard George Stratton framed me into prison for robbing his bank. That's the only reason I came back.
Why?
Kill Stratton. What else?
But before you could find him, you and Matt Dougal's son got into a gunfight. Is that it?
No, I saw Stratton. But he crawfished. Begged for one more day to live. Like a fool, I agreed.
I see.
His daughter's getting married tomorrow. Marrying that skunk, Force Dougal. He wanted to be sure she'd be taken care of before...
I can understand that.
He would understand it better if you knew him. He's selling her, that's what he's doing. I'll bet money that the only reason that girl Linda's getting married to Foss is to try to help her father.
Oh?
And he's so dumb he can't see it. He doesn't know what's going on.
You said George Stratton framed you into prison. How did that happen?
Oh, it was easy. Because nobody would believe I was telling the truth.
How did it happen?
Well, 5 years ago, I had a little place here in the valley. My own ranch over in the slope. Well, a lot of us little ranchers then. Before the Diamond S got big and started to grab everything.
Go on.
First thing we knew, almost everything belonged to Matt Dougal. Mercantile, the livery, and he bought the bank. Had George Stratton run it for him.
There's no law against that.
No, it was legal enough. Legal robbery.
What do you mean?
At first, all the little ranchers were local enough to think the bank wanted to help us. So we mortgaged our places to buy new stock and improve our land.
I see.
Then the first payment that was missed, the bank began to take over. We had a big meeting about it one night in the schoolhouse. Bill Macy was doing the talking.